Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
What up? Yeah, we're here. Happy Tuesday, y'all. We have so much tea to pour and so little time. So let's get right into it. Now, Mick Jagger isn't the only one dating a younger woman. Ooh. So is Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh. Yes, boo!
Okay. Now, we'll share all the details about her new younger girlfriend later. And Kevin Hart's baby is due any minute, but he may not be there for the birth, and we'll tell you why.
Oh, because he's probably out cheating with another woman.
Gary!
Well, hell.
Oh, my God. Well, let's let our LA team in on all the fun. What's up, Heidi? Hey, Frank.
What's up, LA fam?
All right, well, let's get down to it, man. Meek Mill is headed back to jail. Now, yesterday, Meek was sentenced to 2 to 4 years in state prison after he violated his probation. And this is all stemming from a drug and gun case back in 2008. Now, he has violated his probation a few times, and those violations included a failed drug test, failure to comply with a court order restricting his travel, a fight at an airport in St. Louis in March. But the charges were dropped, and he pleaded guilty to reckless driving after he posted videos of himself, you know, Papa Willie's on a dirt bike in New York City.
So he's still on probation.
That's true. If you're on probation, me being a witness, if you're on probation, anytime you get arrested, they can revoke your probation and make you go back and serve your time.
But doing wheelies on a motorbike?
Yeah, anything. You could throw a cigarette out the window. If the police pull you over and say you littered and you get arrested, your probation can be revoked.
And just think about it. As many times have I been trying to provoke Brad Hill and she ain't did nothing?
Yeah, all the times Gary tried to provoke me and I still ain't rang his neck yet.
See Brad, you know, that's, she's showing restraint.
And I'm on probation still.
Well, then I'm going to take me the rest of the show.
Thank you, Frank.
Free me. Yes.
And Meek, I really support you, but my knee hurts right now, so yeah. I can't stay down too long.
I'm too old for that stuff.
I can't. All right. You get a little bit older, you can't protest for long.
I can protest for like 2 minutes, then I start getting arthritis.
When Alec Baldwin started dating his wife, Hilaria, back in 2011, there was one thing he wanted from her before getting serious, to know she wanted to have kids.
Okay. Oh.
Well, at the time, Alec was 53 and Hilaria was 27. And in a recent interview, Hilaria revealed, "We went 6 weeks where he would only shake my hand. He wouldn't even kiss me. And he would say, 'Do you want to have kids? I'm at the age where I need to be serious with who I meet. And I need to put all my cards on the table and tell you what I want.'"
Uh-oh. How potent is Alec Baldwin where he can't even kiss you unless you get pregnant?
See, I love this. I love this. I love the fact that a man is going ahead and saying what he wants
in the beginning.
As soon as you meet him.
But it took him a few times to get it right, though. Like, you know, sometimes you got to live to be 53 to know how to, like, really move better in relationships.
Yeah, that's true. Just be honest.
Do you think if he would have said, "Now, listen, I'm in my 50s. I don't want to have any more kids. I'm letting you know that now." That's still respectable? Or is that kind of rude because he knows you're young and he's old?
No, that is very respectable because you go ahead and let her know so she can make a decision with her young uterus. Take it somewhere else and get it. Don't waste my uterus.
Well, y'all, Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria, just shared a gender reveal cake that the fourth child they're expecting will be a boy. Number four will join 4-year-old Carmen, 2-year-old Raphael, and 1-year-old Leonardo.
They sound like something from
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Absolutely. I'm surprised the daughter wasn't named April.
Power Rangers.
That's what Alec actually says. Like, I want to know if you want to have some turtles or not, because I want to have turtles.
Maybe that's what he says when he climaxes. Cowabunga, dude.
Actor and comedian Keegan-Michael Key wants to be a woman.
Not permanently.
Keegan-Michael Key said, "I would love to be a woman because I would like to be able to understand what you guys are going through. But I will be completely honest, I would want to be a man an hour later." All right, if we could switch bodies with anybody on the show, who would you switch bodies with? It has to be gender switch.
Yeah, who wants to be who?
I would switch with Heidi.
Heidi, he still want to be with a woman. That's why he picked you.
I would probably pick head crack as well.
Really?
We could just do it. We could do it.
What would you do with head crack's body?
Oh, I would know what it's like as a man to be with a woman.
Yeah. I think I'd switch with Brat.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Just so I can get Mariah Carey's phone number.
Wait, nobody wants to be in my body?
Well, I'm going to be in your body.
Nobody can do it better than you, Portia. Oh,
if I'm going to be in your body, I'm still going to be me.
Bye for now, L.A.
Bye, L.A.
Bye for now, Atlanta. You know, we're going to be back a little later in the show to talk about Sia, who seems to be showing a little more than her face these days.
All right, let's talk about Kevin Hart now. Him and his wife, Aneeko Parrish, are expecting a baby any day now.
Right.
And Kevin is not slowing down. He's keeping it moving.
Why should he?
He just participated in the New York City Marathon. Mm-hmm. Then he flew back to L.A. immediately for his son's birthday party. Then he jumped back on a plane to come to Atlanta to finish his movie, Night School.
That's what private jets are made for.
Hello?
Get it all done. Yeah, them checks.
Y'all can sit and say that all y'all want.
Why?
He does not love that woman.
That has nothing to do with that.
How do you get that out of him catching flights and inconveniencing himself?
Portia.
That mean he loves
her. That woman, his wife is about to have her baby.
Yeah.
He need to be at home with her, honey, rubbing her damn stomach since he rubbed somebody else's.
Gary, she understands that he has to work. He has jobs to do.
Right.
I'm sure he has ample amount of people there, and she does too, as far as family members, to be there and support just in case anything happens. And I'm sure he's on speed dial. He will get right back there if anything happens.
He had to work when he was screwing another woman, too.
Here we go. Ain't nobody talking about that. They've moved on, Gary. Can you?
You can't marry yourself in the house. Now, for those who don't know the details, Aneeko is 39 weeks pregnant, so the baby could come any day now.
Mm-hmm.
But with all this jet setting, she could mess around and have a baby without him. Like, you know,
yeah, that's true.
Running the New York City Marathon seems like an elective thing, but at the end of the day, you do kind of got to get it out of the system before the baby comes and you kind of stuck.
So, Portia, if you was about to have your beautiful baby, honey, and your husband ain't there and knowing that he didn't gallivant all over the country, would you be upset?
I would be going crazy. Like, seriously, like, they would think I'm screaming from labor pains. I'd be screaming for him. Like, he would hear me wherever he is.
Really?
Yes.
Especially that first kid.
Yes.
And it's like uncharted territory. You gotta
be there. I need my boo with me. I need you here.
Well.
And I'd be like, you did this.
It's your fault.
Yes, your fault. You need to be right here.
But he don't love you no more. So.
He does love her. Stop it.
Just, honey, getting used to calling Diddy by his new name, Brother Love. Turns out it was a big joke. Diddy went on Instagram to explain.
I was only joking, okay? I didn't change my name. It's just part of one of my alter egos. One of my alter egos is Love. But to set the record straight, because I have a lot of press to do the next couple of weeks. You can address me by any of my older names, and but if you still want to call me Love, you can call me Love, baby. But I was only playing.
That's ridiculous.
What?
He shouldn't play with people like that. I mean, people had to really, I didn't already put it in my head, I'm going to start calling him Brother Love.
And now you're excited. Honey,
and I had changed my name, too.
What did you change it to?
I was Lady Loyalty, Laylo.
Dang, well, he was getting attacked from left and right. Like, not only were, like, the Diddy fans coming at him, but, like, a lot of WWE fans were coming at him, too, because it's actually a dude by the name of Brother Love.
Right, maybe it was that lawsuit that was a joke.
That's what that was, man. Trust me.
Like,
But he still said we could call him Love.
Of course you can, Gary. Yours will come out a little different. Yeah. Hey, Love!
Hey, Love.
See? Call him Love.
Love.
Hey, Love.
Well, speaking of names, Cardi B is not her government name. We'll tell you the real story behind how she became Cardi B next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Rosie O'Donnell is robbing the cradle.
Why, is it filled with donuts?
Stop it! She's a friend of the show!
I'm kidding.
Is Rosie O'Donnell in love right now?
I am, actually.
You are in love.
I am.
You are happy.
I am, and it's the first time I have dated someone younger than me, and it's a very trippy thing.
Why?
How much younger?
22 years.
Wow.
She's 32.
That's disgusting.
Is it?
No.
Aren't you always in love with somebody you're dating who's 22 years younger than you? Come on.
What do you mean?
Because you don't think you can get somebody that young when you're that old. I mean, not everybody's Mick Jagger. I mean, Mick Jagger's dating somebody 52 years younger than him. So to be able to...
Yeah, and I guarantee she can't get no satisfaction. Listen, I admitted not too long ago on our radio show that I was a hypocrite when it came to this. Because if I'm out there saying love is love and you can't help who you fall in love with and all that stuff, then I can't on the other side of that go, oh, somebody 22 years younger, ugh, I'm old enough to be her mom or his mom.
But what does she see in Rosie? It's Rosie O'Donnell. What's this young woman see in Mick Jagger, who's 52 years younger than him? It's Mick Jagger. So it's, I guess you would always think that if you're dating somebody younger, it's just about the
sex. So it only
sex.
Happens in the celebrity world.
It's about the sex and recognition, of course.
This doesn't happen like, oh, this 32-year-old woman fell in love with the 50-something-year-old guy who's just working down at Subway. That wouldn't happen because he doesn't have charm.
He's 52 and working at Subway.
Yes, but he's got a certain charm and charisma. Is that not possible? Showing you his foot long all day? $5, 5 for 12 for 5, whatever that is.
I know you ordered a 6-inch, but I got a 12-inch you can have. Ryan Reynolds has a special way of showing his love for his wife. He recently posted a picture of the unrecognizable Blake Lively. She was on this set of The Rhythm Section in Dublin, Ireland. She's looking all disheveled, and he posted this photo with the hashtag no filter.
I would be so pissed. I hate that. I don't even like when my love takes a picture of me on her phone and it's just for her.
Well, you see,
I'm like, delete that.
No, you're
She's
addicted
like,
to Photoshop.
That's right, I am.
Fix a photo, yes. This would not work for you.
No filter, my ass.
But
no.
Blake Lively, come on. I mean, she is.
But it doesn't look like Blake Lively.
Phenomenally gorgeous. Yeah, so to see her on the other end of the spectrum is hilarious and funny because you didn't think she could possibly look this bad. Once the kids get older and they start catching on to Ryan's sense of humor and then they join in and start slamming on mom, it's not going to be as funny for Blake Lively. Right now, it's still funny and, oh, your sense of humor, that's why I married you, you dog.
Mm-mm.
But no, when the kids start jumping in and
Dad,
start
look at this awful
posting
picture
pictures of
the
ugly
mom
sitting up, open the door, take a picture in front of the toilet and shut it, no filter.
Oh, my
and
God.
And no paper.
Sia is a step ahead of the paparazzi. I absolutely love this story. I mean, I love Sia anyway, but I think this is great because Sia caught word that there were paparazzi photos of her naked, and these people were trying to sell those naked photos to her fans. And she got really upset about it and thought, you know what? No one's gonna be making money off of my naked body. So she decided to tweet out the picture of herself. She wrote, "Someone is apparently trying to sell naked photos of me to my fans. Save your money. Here it is for free. Every day is Christmas."
Wow. I mean, look at that. Who would have thought under all that clothing and coverage that Sia had so much engine in the back of her Honda.
She got a motor in the back of that Honda.
Oh, my God, though. If you look closely, what is that between her legs? I hope that's a chandelier.
What? Wait. Ha. Huh. He got me.
I got one laugh.
Damn it.
I got one laugh, America. It's a chandelier.
Oh, man.
Well, word on the street is Mariah Carey had surgery, and we'll tell you why later on the show.
Mm. All right, who's ready for a deal?
Me!
Can't you hear that boom da boom dum boom da boom dum, baby? Super bass, that's right, it's Gig Bass foldable Bluetooth headphones.
All right.
Perfect, I always need some quality super fly looking headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Well, it's all about the bass with these deep bass Bluetooth wireless headphones from Gigs. They're beautifully designed to be both lightweight, sturdy, and foldable. And they charge quickly for up to 10 hours of music and talk time.
Ooh, that's and awesome. These colors are fabulous. Ooh,
aren't they, Gary?
Yeah,
I knew you would love it. These deep bass foldable Bluetooth headphones come in cool white, industrial gray, glossy black, and outrageous red that Brad is holding.
Girl, how much are these gonna set us back, Portia?
Well, normally these headphones run as much as $80, but for our Dish Nation family, they're only
$19!
$19!
All right, girl.
How can you even do that?
Yes.
It gets law. So go to morningsave.com to get your base today, honey. Stay tuned. There's more Dish Nation coming up.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Mariah Carey has allegedly gone under the knife, y'all.
What?
Oh, what? She's perfection.
Yes, she is, honey. Now, sources say Mariah underwent gastric sleeve surgery to lose weight after she became self-conscious of her curves because of all the body shammers.
I don't know if I believe that.
That's called shamers.
Oh, that's what they were?
Mm-hmm.
Body shamers, baby. I'm sorry,
Mariah.
You should be ashamed to be saying this bull.
And it's sad, though, because I just don't believe it, y'all. Now, this is what they're saying, Portia. Farrah did the procedure, y'all, about a month ago and is already seeing positive results. Mm. Now, according to a source, Farrah has always, honey, been proud of her curves, but this summer, she noticed it became a little harder for her to dance.
I thought she was comfortable with her weight gain. Like, she looks good. She looks like she feel good. She's still just as fabulous. You know, some stars, if they gain a little weight, they start hiding or changing how they dress. Mariah ain't changed nothing.
Now, I did recall seeing Mariah on TV, the Brat Child, because she wasn't really dancing that much, and they kind of, like, carried her. So I don't know if that was because maybe she was gaining weight or couldn't dance or something like that.
You about to go under the knife.
I mean, because if... And I'm sure that was a legend. We all know it's a legend. Because if she was, if she did, Brett, I mean, I bought these flowers for you to send to her because I forgot to get us some.
Gary,
Well, we can send these to Mariah from us.
You got those for her?
These are for her. These are our favorite calla lily, I think.
They dead, Gary.
Oh, they are?
Just like you about to be. All right, Brett, let's change the subject. Why don't we?
Okay, girl.
Yep. So Cardi B's government name is Belcalis Almanzar, which has left everyone trying to figure out where Cardi B came from, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm really confused.
Yeah. Now, apparently, it's loosely based on her sister's name, which is Hennessy. Right,
right.
So everybody was
your favorite.
Yeah.
And
my
mine
girl
too.
Hennessy and Hennessy. Yeah. Since her sister's name was Hennessy, people always joked around and called her Bacardi. So she just shortened it to Cardi B and said that the B stands for however she feels that day, like beautiful or bully.
Bitch.
I will say, it's smart that she chose Cardi B because it's pretty catchy as a rapper's name. You know, she puts it in her song, me, Cardi B.
But what you saying, you're not here for the Belcalis Almanzar album?
That may be a little long. Maybe a little long, okay? Yeah.
I mean, like, sometimes, like, you don't want people knowing your government name because it makes it easier for people to find you.
Yes.
And find people that you know and love. So, like, sometimes you gotta kind of, like, have that separation and name.
But, Portia, do you feel deprived? Because I feel deprived.
I do. I feel vulnerable. Out here with my whole government, Portia Diane Williams, out there, just come find me wherever.
Exactly. Oh, so would you change your name? Would you guys want to change it to something else?
If people remember to call me that.
What you want
to
be called?
Well, when I was young, they used to call me Barnabas. My neighbor did.
Barnabas?
Because I had a lot of teeth.
Oh, you had.
Wait up, niece.
Tooth fairy got lost.
I think it's still very fitting.
Well, listen, after the break, we're going to tell you where celebrity wants to change his name to food god. Better than Barnabas.
Now, wait a minute.
Dish Nation. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, Gary, you're going to love this one.
What, girl?
Kim Kardashian's best friend, Jonathan Chavon, no longer wants to be known as Kim Kardashian's best friend.
Well, that's what he's known as. We don't know what else he's done.
They breaking up?
Well, now, from now on, he says he wants to be known as the food god because, well, he considers himself the food god. Now, if you follow him on Instagram, he posts a lot of pictures of beautiful food, some really hideous, but he wants to be called the food god. Now, he said he's going to legally change his name to Food God to make it official.
That is a commitment.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, wouldn't it be like, what's up, food?
Yeah.
What's up, Mr. God?
He says that he's really good at reading a menu saying, this is what I do. I need to read it and then smell out what's going to be amazing. It's a talent. Like, I can look at a menu and just look at the ingredients and be like, this will end up being amazing.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, then I guess I'm good at putting clothes together then. So I should be a designer.
At the year, only one that's self-proclaimed.
Well, this queen is self-proclaimed, honey. She's a food god.
Yeah. So what would you call your new like designer name?
Yeah.
DG.
Dolce.
Dolce Gabbana.
Oh, well, that's already taken.
Yeah.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com to catch today's great deal. Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.